Hi, my name is Joey, and this is a new podcast that I've been working on called Socrates and Lao Tzu Probably Hate Us, Ancient Philosophy for a Dumb World. This is a podcast where I pick out certain themes and passages from different ancient works spanning East and West, from Greek philosophy to ancient philosophy, from Stoicism to Buddhism. I pick a passage and I reflect on it every week, trying to apply it to everyday life that's a little more relatable than the times back then. Yeah, it's simple as that. About me, for those who don't know, since it's probably just friends watching anyways, I took a major in philosophy for college and I got very average grades. So if we look over the fact that I'm only somewhat qualified to talk about this, I think we'll be fine. So, to start it all off in the first episode, before we get all reflective and zone in on different passages from different ancient readings, I first need to tackle the question that I feel many skeptics tend to bring up when it comes to ancient philosophy and wisdom in the first place. Does it fucking matter? Does it really even matter? Yeah, some would say that ancient wisdom is outdated, it doesn't apply to our current context. Why should I let a dead white guy from Greece or Rome tell me what to do? Why should I care about what some dead dude from China or India says about how we should live our lives? Why? Why should I care? Some people would say things are different now. These people, these old dead people I just mentioned, would never understand. They didn't have to live in this time of hyper-globalization and oppressive capitalism, or a world where right-wing authoritarian governments are resurfacing, or COVID-19 fucking up the whole entire world, and so on and so forth. While it is true that our world today varies greatly from the worlds that these ancient thinkers faced, we have to understand that there are actual similarities with the lives they led. For the ancient Western world, I'll use two famous Stoic thinkers, since Stoicism is pretty popular right now. I'll be using them as examples to show that, you know, the lives a lot of these ancient thinkers in the past have led are still somewhat similar to what we lead now. Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, for example, when he was Roman emperor, so you had constant pressure from outsiders, from barbarians trying to invade and ransack Rome. Then you have him actually experience a plague of his own, which was the Antonine Plague. It killed up to 1/3 of the Roman population at the time. In this case, as he did his, you know, whole life, Marcus Aurelius used Stoicism, the philosophy of Stoicism, as a way to get by, as a way to live. Another Stoic philosopher, Epictetus, was a former slave, and he was a victim of the same dynamics of power and inequality that we still see today. All the same, the philosophy of Stoicism was his saving grace, was his key to live his life throughout that, or to live his life through that, rather. Looking over to the East, specifically China, I'd like to borrow from political scientist Francis Fukuyama and his book called The Origins of Political Order, where he says that the philosophies of Buddhism and Taoism in China were found to be philosophies massively adopted by the peasantry, who experienced their own brand of suffering in a patrimonial society that gave more priority to bigger aristocratic families in China. The more widespread following of Buddhism and Taoism by the peasantry instead of Confucianism, for example, was because the philosophies accommodated these peasants more and actually legitimized their place in the world or in society, especially when they felt like they weren't really needed and looked down upon. Here we see the same people experiencing the same suffering that the other Western philosophers have, specifically with war and strife and suffering. I mean, I'd expound as well on the founders of Buddhism and Taoism, the Buddha and Lao Tzu, but that'll take forever and that'll be tackled maybe another time. Just know that they experienced their own share of suffering that led them to the creation of their own respective philosophies. So using what I just talked about as an example, we see that groups of people adopt philosophies in the face of death, anxiety, war, pestilence, trouble, or if it's to their benefit, basically, you name it. And this, I believe, is a route that is very unexplored for a majority of us who suffer from these afflictions today. I'm not saying that it's the end-all, be-all solution. Ancient wisdom and philosophy won't end poverty, it won't stop corruption, it won't stop COVID, it won't solve all our problems. But it definitely is a path that, you know, has its own benefits, and it's a path that many do not, at the very least, try to take. So while the experiences that we live are not totally the same, we really can't discount the credibility of gaining wisdom from ancient thinkers and ancient philosophers, as they have lived their own lives with their own share of suffering, death, defeat, and anxiety, and have lived them relatively well. So in the face of a modern world where anxiety and depression is on the rise, in the face of a modern world where our foundations are constantly being shaken up by drastic world events, where our idea of how we should live our lives isn't really working out the way we planned and is only bringing us more pain and suffering and everything's going to shit, this is when I solemnly believe that we must go back to the foundational questions that ancient philosophy and wisdom have posited so many, many, many years ago. Ancient wisdom tackles plenty of basic questions, all of them mostly centering around one important one. What does it mean to be human? In a world where we live in such strange times, have you lost your idea of humanity? Are you facing a massive existential crisis on what it means to be human in a world full of suffering and death? What does it mean to be human in horrible times like these? Maybe it's time to do as what the ancient thinkers and philosophers did and reflect on the foundational values of the life you lead. What does it mean to be a good person? What does one have to do in the face of injustice or suffering? How do we get through our own suffering? What is the truth? How do I live accordingly in society? How do I become a better person to my neighbors? And the list goes on and on and on. But sadly, the thing is, all these questions have no objective answers. And it is really foolish to say that all the ancient thinkers and philosophers who attempted to answer them got them all right. You know, to this day, it's doubtful anyone has. In most writings about him, we see that all the questions that ancient Greek philosopher superstar Socrates brings forward, it always just leads to more and more questions. More questions than any actual answers. However, the reason that I believe we should be reading up on and learning more about ancient thinkers and their ideas is because it leads us to be more reflective about the right things at the right time in the right amount. So, yeah, in the face of a modern world where it feels a lot of us have no idea what we're doing, all of us constantly overwhelmed by the horrible news that's constantly in our faces, I solemnly think we need to revisit and ask the very questions that concern our humanity, that concern the very foundations of our humanity. In the face of a modern world where humanity feels like it's been lost, and maybe it feels like it's continuously being lost, maybe it is time to look back, slow down, reflect, and re-examine what it means to be human in the face of suffering. And I think we can do that by looking at the works of all these old dead dudes. Alright, so this was just the first episode where I more or less just set the groundwork for why I am embarking on this little side project, for fun project. I do hope that it proves to be at least somewhat helpful to those who are struggling. You guys are the target market. Truth be told, it is ancient philosophy that made me feel a whole lot more comfortable with myself in the middle of this pandemic, in the middle of everything that's going on. So. Yeah, I hope it also proves to be somewhat inspiring to those who seek inspiration and to somehow bring out a more reflective side when it comes to your humanity, which is something not a lot of us think about, I feel. So if you enjoyed this episode, please follow the podcast on Spotify for more, and I'll see you guys next weekend for the first actual episode. So yeah, stay tuned.